Hawaii.
Or about a guest you heard on the radio.
Maybe you're out fishing and missed an episode. Want to catch up? Well, now you can. Facebook.com/Fishin' Canada to learn more about your favorite outdoor shows, Fishin' Canada Television, and Outdoor Journal Radio. Search the archive and download hundreds of radio episodes.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at ODJ Radio.
And, of course, listen live, the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. More than ever, your definitive guide to the great outdoors.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I am Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie over there in the nice burgundy hat. Is that a new hat?
Or
is
No. For a while.
Derek, you could have made something up. It wouldn't have mattered.
I couldn't think of anything on the spot.
Yeah, I know. Derek Brandeo at Command Central at The Fan, keeping us honest today. On our April 11th radio program, I spoke to Ontario's Minister of Natural Resources, the Honorable John Jakubowski, on the program. He's been on the program numerous times. Great guy.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful ambassador for the outdoors and in particular fishing and hunting. He was on and we discussed his decision to continue the fishing season. In other words, status quo here in Ontario for trout opener, which is today, midnight last night officially. And as most of our audience knew when he made that announcement live on our show, I was not in agreement with him. As, you know, I know what happens on opening day of trout. And I know, you know, over the last 7 days on the internet, a lot of people have been voicing their opinion about my opinion and the fact that, no, somehow all of a sudden, what I can only categorize as chaos on opening day of trout, I'm talking about in southern Ontario, so don't get alarmed for folks in rural parts of the province. I'm talking about southern Ontario. I'm talking about the big steelhead run streams. I'm talking about the Ganaraskas, the Wilmots, the Bowmanvilles, the Credits, the Saugeen, the Beaver, like all of the Nottawasaga, all of the big rivers that have big steelhead runs. That's what I'm talking about. So don't get overly excited. Those rivers, those streams, it's utter chaos. There's not the respect that people would lead you to believe on the internet that they have for their fellow anglers on those stretches of water. There is not the opportunity to social distance in those areas. And further to that, I made a claim that they were very much about social activity. The opening of trout season is that first outing of the year. And what do you want to do? You want to hang out. You want to be with people. And I don't blame any of you for that. Hell, I want to do that. You know, I want to get out and see my buddies I haven't seen all winter long. And I want to fish with them. And I want to catch a fish. And I want to laugh and have a good time. Maybe even have a drink. I don't know. You know, it's called socializing. There's nothing wrong with it, except right now we just can't do it. And that's why I said we should not be encouraging it. We should not open it. We should postpone it, delay it until we get through this insanity called COVID-19. And I also mentioned that several other jurisdictions in the country had already taken steps to make that happen. One such jurisdiction is the province of New Brunswick. And joining us now is the Honorable Mike Holland, Minister of Energy and Resource Development with the Progressive Conservative Party of New Brunswick. Good morning. How are you, Mike?
Good morning, Angelo. How are you? Good to be back again. This is my sophomore appearance on your show. I'm honored.
It is. Thanks for joining us this morning, man. Well, you know, trout season opened at midnight last night here in Ontario, and I dare say I went to turn the lights on this morning, and they still came on. The sun came up. The birds are tweeting. So far, so good. Although, as you know, I am totally opposed to it. I had you on. I wanted to bring you on today to kind of get into your head, because obviously you don't agree with the fact that we should be doing business as usual when it comes to fishing, and we're trying to fight off a virus. So give us your outlook on that.
Well, first of all, I appreciate this. Appreciate the significance of the whole period of time we're in right now. It's unprecedented, with the exception of very few people on the planet. Nobody's nobody's lived through a pandemic of this size and scope. But I want to qualify all of my statements by saying that I am in no way, shape, or form ever speaking in a disparaging or complimentary or whatever. No factor as it relates to another jurisdiction and the decisions they make. As a legislator myself, I understand there's significance behind every decision. There's nuances to every decision. And when I give remarks, it'll be in regards basically to the approach that we took here in the province of New Brunswick. Regardless of which jurisdiction people are making the rules in, it's a tough job to make the rules. So in no way, shape, or form would I want to be speaking to the decisions that any other legislature or legislator have made. But here in New Brunswick, we've taken a couple of steps throughout the entire province, and I'm pretty proud of the work that's been done. First of all, we dropped the veil of partisanship, and all four of the parties in our legislature immediately came together to make decisions in a collective fashion so that politics didn't become part of it, and we were actually looking at things for the good of the province versus political gain, because now is certainly not the time to be acting in that fashion. And there was a variety of different restrictions put together in the province. Our opener was set for April 15th. We have gone past that. Now, we have made some changes, and as of yesterday, we've loosened some restrictions, but that speaks more to the work that we've done in the province as it relates to flattening the curve and keeping COVID in line. Like, as of yesterday, we're on our ninth day, 9 days with only two new cases reported. I think we're on like a 5 or 6 day stretch where we've had zero cases reported in the province. And the truth of the matter is we only have 11, this is as of yesterday, and of course it changes every day, but as of yesterday, we only had 11 active cases in the entire province. So the restrictions that we put in place, and we've restricted borders and a variety of activities and businesses, and yes, fishing, and our spring bear opener was set for April the 20th. And so we delayed both of those, and we felt like it was important to take a breath and step back and really get a gauge for not what the calendar said for our seasons, but what direction that the disease was going in. And we have to read and react according to it versus, you know, like you said, business as usual. There's certainly nothing that's business as usual. Now, as an update to you, since then, as of today, the fishing and our spring bear season has resumed. With caveats and with significant social distancing and rules of social conduct applying. But that was only after we got a gauge on where we saw the direction that COVID was going here in the province of New Brunswick. And we made a major qualifying statement that as we release the restrictions on outdoor activities, if the disease has different intentions and we start to see that there is an issue, whereas right now we only have zero to one case a day, if that changes, if that trajectory moves, so then will the restrictions. We've been very careful to qualify that with the outdoor community that we feel like we're okay to relax a restriction, understanding that it could come back in singing tight as it was before. So that's kind of bringing you up to speed on what led to that and where we are at today.
What's been the mood of the anglers in your community?
I am so proud of the outdoor community in the province of New Brunswick, both hunting and fishing, because we had two seasons, a spring bear season and our open water angling, starting very much almost on the same day. And of course, when I made the announcement that I was delaying it, there was a couple folks that weren't happy with me.
Right.
There was a couple of messages I got that I'm going to keep in my voicemail for a while just to humble me if I ever feel like I'm doing too good a job, put it that way.
Hey, don't worry about it. I've got about 100 of them.
Yeah, there were some folks that were upset about that. And understanding, I mean, I've been dry casting in my subdivision street now for a month. Like, there's nobody that wants to get on the water any more than I do. I've got six barrels of popcorn pop for my bear bait, but the rules are the rules, and we had to follow them. And immediately after the shock came in of the fact that we were delaying the season. Something very impressive happened, and the outdoor community really came around me and that decision, understanding that it wasn't something that we wanted by any stretch. And arguably, you know, in remote stretches and in a bear stand, it's the epitome of social distancing.
For sure.
But the community very quickly came behind me and said, we understand that disease is trumping normal life. And as a result, if we are to ever hope to resume our activities or ever hope to get back to a situation of normalcy, then we do need to take some steps and we do need to sacrifice. And I saw a lot of members of the community through a balanced and diplomatic way reach out to their elected officials and say, we do want to get on the water, but we understand that we need to do it responsibly. So I can't say enough about how proud I am of them and how proud I am of our government. And I'm extending that to all the parties, too. It's not just my particular party. We all came together and said, yeah, we want to get things going, but we have to do it in a smart way.
And so now your anglers are back out there and having at it. And now you said there were some restrictions. What are they?
Well, essentially what we're looking at is that all of the social distancing rules apply. So, you see, the argument that came up was, well, nobody's near me where I'm sitting fishing on my brook. Well, no, Right. That's not the issue. The issue is not me finding a secluded spot and sitting and firing, drowning a worm in a creek somewhere. It's the six stops that you make on the way. When you hit the gas station, the snack store, the liquor store, the lure store, that's where you start to engage with other citizens and increase the risk. So what we had indicated to them was that all the social distancing rules need apply. You cannot travel to a fishing hole with somebody other than people in your own civic address. So, you know, I can't call you Angelo and, you know, me, you, Pete, Steve jump in the truck and away we go together. No, that won't work. That's not allowed. Boat slips and boat launches, if they're managed boat launches, the managers of them have strict rules of conduct to follow, lest they wind up getting sanctions themselves. And it's hard to police this, but I've sent out a strong message that when you get your groceries, pick up the snacks you're going to need so that you're not, you know, you're taking a sandwich to the river with you. You're not buying a gas station sandwich. When you fill up, add that extra $20 if you think you're going to be heading out to the lake. Combine the essential trips that you make right now to ensure that you have the supplies that you're going to need. And there is a bit of an honor system to that. And of course, our resources are stretched quite thin to police it. But right. The response from the angling community is, you know, they recognize that we experienced a delay. Nobody wants to blow it. So there's a general consensus of let's come together here and follow the rules, because it's about more than our fishing. It's about the health of New Brunswick. But a byproduct, if we don't follow the rules, is that the ministry will snap it closed again in a heartbeat. So I guess that's kind of the long answer about what we did.
No, and hats off to you, man. It's a very courageous move. And obviously it worked so far, although the jury's going to be out on whether opening it up now is going to, you know, risk spreading it further. Time will tell on all this stuff. You know, this is a brand new road that we're all driving down, and nobody's got the answer. Well, so
it is, and you know, it is frustrating. And I mean, I'm not just talking about angling and hunting right now. I sit as part of a cabinet where we make decisions about all sorts of government initiatives. And, you know, sometimes those frustrations come to the table when we try to, you know, read, react, prepare. And then there was one of my colleagues that sat around the table when we were all particularly frustrated. And he said, okay, guys, why don't we do exactly what we all did the last time there was a pandemic? And then we looked at each other and said, yeah, that's right. We're in uncharted territory. So yeah. So we all have to be willing to do things that sometimes don't look like they fit the grid, because this doesn't fit the grid. So we've got to react to it versus it react to us.
Well said, my friend. Hats off to you, and you're welcome back in the program anytime. You know that. We might see you down in your next coming year.
I was going to say, I'd love to come back on your program anytime, anywhere, no problem. I'd far sooner be sitting having this chat on a boat with you, though. So we'll look forward to that someday.
You got it, my friend. You take care of yourself.
All right. Yeah, you guys as well. Be safe. Be well. We'll see you. We'll see you in the near future.
Thank you. The Honorable Mike Holland, Minister of Energy and Resource Development of New Brunswick, and just filling us in on what they did in terms of their fishing season. And we'll see.